This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to another minicast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. Here's a linguistic puzzle for you. Suppose you stopped by my home and you said, "Martha, did you know there's skulch in your dooryard?" That's right, skulch in my dooryard. So in what part of the country would you expect to hear these terms? Well, the answer is we'd probably be in New England, most likely in Maine. There, the word skulch, that's S-C-U-L-C-H, means trash. And in much of New England and in part of New York State, you'll often hear people refer to the yard near a house as the dooryard. Over the next few weeks, I want to talk with you about regional expressions like these, terms that'll be perfectly familiar to those who live in one part of the country, but mystifying or even jarring to those living someplace else, or as they say in Maine, to someone who is from away. That is, from anywhere other than Maine. Another word you'll find mainly in Maine is dight. It's spelled either D-I-T-E or D-I-G-H-T. In Maine, the word dight means just a little, a smidge, as in, "Oh, just give me a little dight of butter," or "Move over just a dight, will you?" It appears the term dight comes from a Scots word that means the same thing, and that word derives in turn from a Dutch word that means a small coin. Well, that's just a dight about some of the words you'll hear in New England and especially in Maine. If you want to find out more about the dialect of eastern New England, you can go to our website. That's waywardradio.org. We'll also link to some recordings of that distinctive Maine accent. We want to know what regional expressions you found jarring the first time you heard them. Email us at words@waywardradio.org. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go clean out the skulch that someone left in my dooryard. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv.
You can support this program by making a donation at waywardradio.org/donate. Thank you.